What about you said bees? What kind of bees do you have here?
That's not very many bees here. You know. You'll see them once in a long while.
Do you have honey here? Do you make honey bees?
No. It's not a business around here, and perhaps in the valley. But not around here. But some of those, you'll find one of those beehives once in a while.
Now you said the valley. Now, where does the valley start? I thought this was...
Well, they call this the upper valley, but I think the valley starts around Mission.
Is the land different?
That's why I say irrigation. Well, yes, it's more flat, you know. The land is more level, but so here. More suited for irrigation and agriculture than what's over here.
Is it as dry as this?
Well, I think it's... it rains a little more over there. I don't know why, but it rains more, and then the land is flat, you know.
Is it rocky like this, or is
no,
it...
No, it's not rocky.
So it's sandy land?
Yes.
What kind of land do they have down there that's good for farming?
Well, I think it's there's more sand on that land over there. Especially there's no rock like what we have over here. You know.
My car can't get used to this rock.
Yeah.
Well, what about... Do you have any kind of a little, a real small bug that'll burrow down in your skin, and little red animal that'll burrow down?
No, there's very few of those over here.
Are you familiar with those?
Well, I know some places they're common. That's not over here.
What would you call this?
Don't remember. You got me there again. I don't remember what they call those.
Well, some people call them chiggers or jiggers.
Jiggers, yeah.
If you have any of those little animals, not the black ones, but they hop around in the grass.
So, grasshoppers, you mean?
Do you have those?
There's some of those.
Have you ever heard those called anything besides grasshoppers?
No. Crickets, you mean?
Is a cricket the same as a grasshopper?
It may be the same. I really don't know.
Well, some people call them hoppergrass.
Hoppergrass, huh?
Have you ever heard them call that?
No.
And what about something that builds a web or something like that? That with a lot of legs?
Spider.
Do you have those?
Yeah.
What do you call that thing they build? It's in the house, and do you have to...
Spider web?
Would you call it a spider web in the house?
In the house?
If it was...
Well, I think, to me, they're the same. The ones they build outside and the ones they build inside the house.
Have you ever heard them called cobwebs?
Cobwebs, yes. Yeah.
Could you have those inside or outside?
I think so, yes.
And this morning when I was talking to Ms. Pena, she was telling me about some of the folk medicine around here, that things people would use, or some things that, you know, that she said really worked, and some of them were interesting. That they use parts of trees, or what's the part of it that grows under the ground?
The roots?
People would use. Do you know any of those?
They use them for what you said, for medicine? Could be. I have no knowledge of that, no.
You ever heard of that, any of that being used?
The roots of certain tree? No, I've never heard of that.
What about the leaves?
The leaves, well, some people use leaves of different trees, you know, for... They claim they're medicinal,